Jennifer Hansen is a forest fire education and prevention specialist with the Uinta Wasatch Cache National Forest and says this year Utah is seeing wildfire behavior and national resource depletion that typically isn't seen until August. Fire danger is divided into five levels nationally: low, moderate, high, very high, and extreme. With Utah's intense drought, much of the state is categorized as extreme. As people enjoy public lands this summer, Hansen urges Utahns to recreate responsibly. This means properly using maintained fire rings when on public lands to prevent a summer campfire from becoming a wildfire.
So I see when I'm out patrolling a lot of people that set up new fire rings, and a lot of the times it's under the tree canopy. And so the concern with that is any spark, you know, hitting those lower branches. It's not just the heat. So you have like direct heat and then you have radiant heat. So even if you have the fire and it's curing those branches and those pine needles or those leaves, even before one ember could like pop out.
Hansen also recommends being careful with the kind of material you burn and making sure fires stay at a safe size. The bigger the material you're burning, the higher the flame you're going to have.
Yeah, for wildfire prevention, you know, we stress not to have your campfire higher than 3 feet. And it's really cute because my son is 7 years old and he's right at that height. And so that's kind of the good education. So when you're out with your families, look at that child, that seven-year-old child that is about that height.
Right now, Utah is implementing different stages of fire restrictions in national forests. The hope is that people will be cautious and adhere to guidelines so public lands don't have to be closed because of fire danger. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Ellis Julin.